Hello and welcome to this audio recording from St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Blackrock, Edinburgh. In today's sermon from Genesis chapter 16, we are reminded that God is a God who sees us and knows us and is always at work bringing about his promises and accomplishing his plans even when we don't see it. I pray that it will be an encouragement as you listen today. One of the reasons why I love the story of Abraham so much is because it goes through all the highs and lows of a normal life of faith. There are times in my life when I can see God at work so clearly, like when prayers are answered immediately, or when I'm reading the Bible and it seems to be speaking directly into the situation that I am going through. Times when I feel enthusiastic about my service and empowered in my ministry, and I just feel like God is so close with me. But then there are also times when my faith is being tested, like when it appears like my prayers are going unanswered, or I have a disappointment in my personal life or a setback in my ministry. Abraham experienced both those extremes, and we can learn as we look at his life about the highs and lows because he doesn't always respond as he should. And so we can learn from his failures and his mistakes, as well as from his successes. And in today's story from Genesis chapter 16, Abraham makes some big mistakes. He makes a real mess of things. But through his human failure, we see God's divine faithfulness and his grace being victorious. If you have a Bible near you, you might like to turn to Genesis chapter 16 and so you can follow along as we look at this story together. But over the last few chapters leading up to this point, God has been making promises to Abraham, specifically promising him a son. But now 10 years have passed and they've yet to receive what was promised. And so verse 1 starts off by saying, "Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children." After a decade of waiting, they still had no son. And so Sarah comes up with a plan because she was going to take matters into her own hands. You know, maybe she thought that God had forgotten about his promises, or maybe that he wasn't actually able to do what he had said. Or maybe he just didn't care enough to do what he said. But whatever the root of her unfaithfulness was, she is going to try and manufacture the promise by herself. She's going to turn to a worldly solution for the problem that she has. So in verse 2, she says to Abraham, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my servant Hagar. Perhaps I can build a family through her." So Sarah's solution was for Abraham to sleep with her servant, and then that child would be part of their family. Now, this was a legal custom at the time, but it is a terrible, terrible idea. She is putting her faith in a worldly method rather than trusting in divine action. But what about Abraham? What's his response going to be? This great man of faith, how does he reply? He goes along with it. In the end of verse 2, it says that Abraham obeyed the voice of his wife. Now, normally in life, listening and agreeing with your wife is a good thing. But the problem here is that Abraham is listening to the voice of his wife over the voice of his God. In just the chapter before, God had made a covenant with Abraham. He had practically signed a contract committing himself to give Abraham a son. And Abraham believes in that promise. But now he's not acting on it. And he's listening to the voice of Sarah rather than reminding himself of the promises that God made to him. His faith has become passive. In fact, all throughout this story, Abraham seems very passive and distant. You know, if we want to remain faithful in our times of waiting, It's so important that we keep listening to the voice of God. Now, Abraham was a prophet, so God spoke to him in a very special and unique way. But God speaks to us through his word, the Bible. And there's always going to be other voices, voices of doubt, voices of fear, voices trying to distract us from staying the course of obedience. That's why it is such a great idea to read the Bible every day and to spend time meditating on God's promises. If you're looking for a place to start, then we've got a reading plan to go along with this series on Abraham, and you can download that from the link below. Abraham and Sarah stopped listening to the promises of God. And in verses 3-6, we see the result of their scheme. Abraham takes Hagar to be his wife. She becomes pregnant. She then starts to disrespect and despise Sarah. Sarah becomes jealous of Hagar. Sarah starts to blame Abraham for the situation, even though it was her idea. Abraham just washes his hand of the whole situation and says, just do what you want. So Sarah starts to mistreat Hagar to the extent that Hagar has no choice but to run away. Abraham and Sarah had abandoned faith, and they let sin and its destruction into their home. This is a story of human failure. But as we read on, we see the victory of God's faithfulness and his grace. Because an angel goes searching for Hagar and finds her in the wilderness by a spring of water. And he tells her to go back. But he makes her her own promises of blessing. He says that she is going to have a son, but not only that, she is going to have an uncountable number of descendants. Her son is not going to be a slave like her, but he is going to be free and live an independent life. And then God tells her what she is to name the child. He says, you are to call your son Ishmael, which means God hears because he has heard her misery and her affliction. And Hagar's response in verse 13 says, you are the God who sees me. For she said, I have seen the one who sees me. Hagar thought she was all alone. She thought nobody cared about her. She thought no one was going to come and find her. But God loved her, and God went looking for her. And she discovered that day what Sarah had forgotten. And what Abraham ignored is that God is a God who sees us and knows us. And he is always at work making his promises and achieving his plans, even when we don't see it. When I think about this story, about how God showed his love to Hagar, I think about all those times in the Gospels when Jesus saw the people that everyone else was ignoring. The ashamed woman at the well, the despised tax collector up a tree, the disregarded beggar by the side of the road, the sick woman in the crowd. The list goes on and on. God sees us. He knows us. He listens to us, and he keeps his promise of love forever. Maybe today you're watching this video and you feel a bit like Sarah. You have been waiting for something for years and you've given up on God and you've tried to find worldly solutions to your problem, but it's not getting you anywhere. Today, God is inviting you to put your faith in him, to turn to him and pray about your problems and your pain, because he is a God who listens. Or maybe today you feel like Abraham and your faith has become passive. You believe, but that belief doesn't make any difference in how you live your life. You don't stand up for what is right and you don't fully obey. Today, Christ is inviting you to re-establish your faith in him and to listen to his voice, to read the Bible and to put into practice what it says. Or maybe today you feel like Hagar. You feel like nobody sees you or nobody cares about your hurt. Today, Jesus is inviting you into his healing arms. He wants you to know that he sees you and that he hears you, that he cares about you, and that he loves you so much that he died on a cross to save you so that you could one day see him and live in his love forever. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you see me and listen to our prayers. Hear us now as we ask for your forgiveness for our past failures to trust in you. Send us your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with faith, to breathe fresh life into our obedience, and to heal us with your words of hope. Amen. Thanks for listening to this audio sermon. For more resources, please visit our website www.standrewschurchathome.com.